Summer crops are growing across the state. Kim, where are we with crop prices in general?
Well, if you look at wheat in northern Oklahoma, they're around 410. You go southern Oklahoma, Snyder, that area, they're up 4.25. Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, around 420. You look at corn, forward contract for harvest delivery, around $3.20. But this was the year to plant milo, because milo is about $3.50, about 30 cents higher than corn, and soybeans is a little above $8.
You were talking about wheat prices back there. We actually had fairly good prices at the beginning of harvest. What happened after that?
Well, if you look at early June, you know, wheat prices in Oklahoma up around 450, 460. But 3 weeks later, we were down in the $4 range. During harvest, we got down below $4. Then we got up to about 4.25. We're down about 410 now. I think what happened is, one, we had relatively high yields and we had relatively low protein. I think, you know, coming into harvest, expectations were a little better than that. When the market saw we didn't have the protein, then I think they took prices down relatively fast.
So often you talk about the protein, and we've been emphasizing that over the past couple of years, but which one is really worth more, the yield or the protein?
Well, if you go back to harvest, we probably between 11.2, which is where we ended up with our protein, and 11.2, the markets wanting, or the mills want about 12.4 for their milling wheat. The protein premium there is around 50 or 55 cents. However, our yields in Oklahoma were 42 bushels per acre compared to 40 last year. You go to our average, 33. So 42 versus 33, that's a 27% increase in yields. So if you multiply 410 by 1.27, you got $5.10 equivalent wheat. So what would I say is most important? If you can get 27% higher production, that's going to trump protein any day.
Last week on the show, we actually had Dr. Brian Arnell on talking about how higher protein can be achieved through nitrogen. What should producers do as they go into the next planting season, whenever it comes to making those decisions about input costs?
Well, they got to keep their costs down. They got to keep their yields relatively high, and they've got to have quality. Now, if they can get the 42 bushels plus the protein, in other words, rather than having $5.20 wheat or $5.10 wheat, you add 40 cents to that, they've got $5.50 wheat. So I think if they can, they've got to look at what it costs to get that protein, and they got to look at what it costs to get that yield, and then calculate their break even. Producers have got 42, well, say half the producers got more than 42. They did relatively well this year. At least they covered their variable cost.
Again, protein has been on the mind. How long do you think that will be a determining factor for the price of wheat?
Well, protein is elusive. You know, I said it was a 50, 55 cent premium. Right now, that premium's down to 20 or 25 cents because once we got Kansas and north, the average protein for the hard red winter wheat crop went from 11.2 to 11.8. In other words, we had 11.2 or less protein on the average. North of here, they have, you know, 12 or better average, because now it's averaging 11.8. So that protein is an elusive premium. So yields, on the other hand, it's always there.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. Mm-hmm.